The following resource is from desiringgod.org.
Let me just ask a question about look at the book.
Yep.
Why this now? What was the motivation behind it? How can people become involved in it? What do you see as the goal for it? What are your passions in relation to it?
Yeah. I love the Bible. Because I love God, and the Bible is our only sure way to see Him, know Him, obey Him, honor Him, enjoy Him. So I want to live the rest of my life in the Bible. In fact, when I retired from preaching at Bethlehem, I felt this is really big. This is big. I've been doing this for a long time, and it's a chapter that's usually called the last chapter.
Right.
I mean, I'm going to meet Jesus next. Next stop, heaven.
Right.
What's a good way to get ready? He has spoken. He has said a lot. So I just want to immerse myself. So I'm talking to anybody else yet. Right. Immerse myself in His words so that there are no surprises when I see Him. I mean, there probably will be some.
Sure,
He's
sure,
God and
sure.
I'm not. Right. But so it's a very personal thing that the last chapter become a word-saturated chapter for me, just my own soul. Then I saw Khan Academy.
Right.
This online teaching, not ministry, I don't know what their faith orientation is, but they teach algebra and art history.
Like kids use it.
Economics.
Yeah.
Okay, your kids use it. All right. Well, I watched them do this, which is a black screen and numbers appearing on the screen. I said, I want to do that with the Bible. I want to do that with the Bible. Have text on the screen, not John Piper's face, just text, and my orange and yellow and green and red markings, underlining and drawing circles and helping people. So here's the real big outward motivation. I would like for people to be able to pick up their Bibles and see more than they think they can see. A lot of people are pretty pessimistic about how much they can get out of the Bible because they've depended on pastors and teachers and seminars and endless helps along the way. And I think the possibilities for ordinary folks getting more from the Bible about God for their lives is greater than they could imagine. And I just want to help that happen.
So how do they do that? This is the first time they're hearing about it, how can they find this? How does it work?
DesiringGod.org has a landing page. You go to the top right now. You have to do this. You go to the top. It says more. Click more. And under more, lab, L-A-B. Look at the book. Or they could just Google, look at the book, Piper, Desiring God, or whatever.
Right.
And then right now we're gathering two a week.
Okay.
So two times a week, we put up a 8 to 10 minute session, a lab we call it, look at the book lab, and there they follow me. And they can do it slow, they can... What makes this a little different from an audio podcast is that you do have to be looking at a screen. You can't jog and do this.
Right.
Which cuts your
listenership. Why would anybody want to do that?
Which cuts your listenership down, right? If you can't drive and jog while doing it, then fewer people are going to do it. That's okay. We want the people who really want to do this. So twice a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays right now, they can click through and watch this and linger. Some people use it for devotions. Some people use it actually with their pen in hand to try to learn the method and technique.
Thank you for listening to this resource from desiringgod.org. If you found it helpful, we encourage you to enjoy and share from thousands of resources on our site, including books, sermons, articles, and more, available free of charge. Desiringgod.org exists to help you treasure Jesus more than anything else, because God is most glorified in us when we are most satisfied in Him.